Hello and welcome to the First Impressions Podcast. This is the official podcast for the Forum of Incident Response and Security Teams. Please join us for the 36th Annual FIRST Conference this summer in Fukuoka, Japan, June 9th through 14th, 2024. For more information, please visit first.org. And now we join the interview in progress.
So we're sitting down here live at the first conference in Fukuoka, Japan, talking to Carsten Zimmermann, longtime SOC guy, a little bit about the presentation you've just given. Maybe you can give us a quick TLDR about the presentation.
Sure can. Always a pleasure. So the title of my presentation is 14 Questions Are All You Need. And the premise of it is as follows. I, over the last 20 plus years of doing security operations, you sit down and you have lunch with people. And over that period of time, 30, 45 minutes, you talk shop. And at the end of it, you kind of understand how things are going for each other. And I looked around. There's a number of existing maturity frameworks out there. And I said, we should be able to write down some questions for ourselves that achieve similar outcomes if you don't know someone who's been doing it for a long period of time. So the premise of my talk is, what are the 14 most revealing, most critical questions you can ask yourself as a SOC that help you understand how are you doing and where do you need to think about making investments or changes?
A lot of the questions you're asking, they have a significant amount of depth to it. So it's not just a yes-no question, are you doing this? Do you have this capability? It's more about how you're doing these things and how it feeds into some of the larger processes. Is this something that's applicable across the board for everything? I know you were mentioning differences between enterprise SOC and nation certs. Is that something that's applicable across everything?
Great question. I was thinking mainly of enterprise SOCs when I wrote and delivered this presentation. I personally don't have as much experience working in national C-certs. I'd want to talk to somebody or some set of somebody's in greater depth about how to apply that fairly.
I mean, I guess they're also dealing with a larger set of problems and a different set of structures. And I know in some of the questions and that you were posing, it was a certain amount of human aspect, right? So you're also talking about whether or not you're in conflict, whether or not people are doing the same task for longer periods of time. And I know there were some questions after the presentation more about the human aspect of it. Anyway, how do you feel that fits into those questions?
One of the things that fascinates me the most about security operations is that mix of people, process, and technology all together. Rarely do we have problems that are just people, just process, or just technology. And it's usually that interface between them and that overlap and how they come together. And that's why I love writing and talking about this so much.
There was also a few interesting points in the set of questions that talk a little bit about how effectively you're managing your events, you know, whether or not you're in SLA, things like that. But there was a few points where you're saying that 0% or 100% are not where you should be aiming. There's this fuzzy middle of balance almost between perfection and underperforming. Is that very hard to measure, or is it very independent from one SOC or one cert to the next?
This is really interesting. So by background, I'm an engineer, and I hang out with a lot of engineers, and we all think like engineers. And engineers, I have found in my experience, very easily bring a Death Star to a ray gun fight. And why is that applicable here? When we pose these questions to ourselves, people's minds just kind of run off in a direction of like, oh, how do I instrument against this thing Carsten is talking about? And my advice is slow down, slow your roll, because in a lot of cases, a lot of the questions I'm posing are going to be a very intensive effort to measure using hard data. And I have found that some of the most pivotal times for SOCs when they realize something or achieve a transformation in how they're organized or how they're resourced or how they're operating is when, in fact, it was not hard data that they brought to the problem, but instead they told a story using anecdata saying, rather than saying, oh, I'm going to spend a bunch of time measuring how long it takes to process a given incident, I'm just going to say, well, right now it feels like we're spending a quarter of the time it used to, and then everybody can celebrate and cheer and say that was amazing. Oftentimes we're strapped for resources. So my advice is, yeah, you can use hard data on some of these, but oftentimes the stories are even more powerful.
In this style of measuring kind of success, failure, and where you fall on that matrix, how does this align to some of the more strict kind of compliance and audit regimes? They're at times expecting very clear measurements of success and failure and what you're doing. And some of these questions are more, they're more interesting for the SOC itself, but maybe they don't meet some of the compliance requirements that your company may expect to be in place.
That's fair, and I agree with that. My objective in writing about this and talking about this is not to propose a new compliance scheme or even to disagree with any of the existing schemes in existence, but rather help people have greater self-awareness and uncover what's really limiting them and drive towards success.
One of the things that came up a little bit towards the end of the presentation was that the people aspect of things, a little bit about how working in triage, working in constant response roles tends to lead towards burnout. And I know you mentioned that that's something that you might be looking at over the coming year, maybe presenting about next year. Is that something that falls into the 14 questions, or is that something separate that you're interested in?
It is true. Our industry, and particularly in security operations, is full of people who show up precisely because they're ready to lean in and go the extra mile, have a strong sense of ownership, and drive towards success. And it's rarely, for the people who are successful, a 40-hour-a-week, strictly 9-to-5 job. Unfortunately, that drives a lot of people to the far end of the spectrum where indeed they are burning out. I have experienced this myself. I know many, many people who have experienced the same. So one of the things that I'm inspired by this year, and perhaps in cooperation with other folks I've met this week, is we should be talking more about burnout, and we're not just talking about it in terms of how to prevent it. I've heard plenty of presentations about how to prevent burnout as an individual, but rather how do we detect, investigate, respond to, and recover from burnout, both as members of the SOC and the leaders of the SOC. So I actually feel like there's about 8 or 10 different things we need to talk about here, not just one or two.
I totally agree. Having been through burnout multiple times during my career, there's a certain amount of things you can do as an individual to try and fight against that kind of thing, but there's also a certain amount of cultural changes that need to happen at an organization or for them to understand that we follow this ethos at where I work currently about no heroes, which leads into this whole thought process of if you're doing overtime, you're pushing things, you're covering other bits of work that you shouldn't be covering, you're helping the organization, but simultaneously you're covering up some of the inherent flaws of how things are currently done, how processes work, how staffing is worked. And inherently, all you're doing is pushing the can down the road, burning yourself out, and not allowing people to really see the gaps and make those changes to make things more effective.
I have experienced this many times. Couldn't have put it better myself.
Thank you very much for taking the time to chat. I really appreciate it. I would encourage people to take a look on the first YouTube page. The video for your presentation should be out after the event. Great presentation, and looking forward to seeing what you come up with next year.
Pleasure.
Thank you for listening to the First Impressions podcast. I'm your host, Martin McKay, and along with Christian Riley, we interview people who are going to be speaking at upcoming FIRST conferences. We look forward to seeing you at the 36th annual FIRST conference this summer in Fukuoka, Japan. It'll be going on June 9th through 14th. For more information, please visit first.org.